Playing the commodities game is an Idaho farmer. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. After getting up at the crack of dawn and putting in a long morning harvesting his hay crop, Idaho farmer Tracy Walton turns to the afternoon, where it is back to thrashing a good-looking wheat crop that's headed to overseas markets.
This particular variety is Ovation. It's a newer variety, well, in the last 10 years new. And this actually is going up to Columbia River, Tri-Cities, be put on barges, and it'll be headed to a foreign country.
Walton only planted 70 acres of wheat this year because of low market prices.
Still, for wheat, we got to get a little more out of our wheat. We're breaking even. It's basically, we use it as a rotation crop.
Most of his acres, 600 to be exact, are in corn this year and will be harvested later this fall.
With new varieties of corn, we can enhance our yield. We have water here, and so if we can get that high yield, we can still do okay on corn.
Walton also farms hay, where he's doing, just as you heard, okay. But with all commodity prices a little soft this year, farmers are more diverse in crops planted, hoping to make up profits with crops in demand, while breaking even on other crops where prices continue to be low. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.